from Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Ray Kugel reporting. At least 25 people killed in Taiwan plane crash. Rescue workers in Taiwan have used a crane to lift part of the wreckage of a passenger plane that crashed outside of Taipei, killing at least 25 people and leaving about 20 others missing in shallow water. The TransAsia Airways jet clipped a bridge and plunged into the Keelung River shortly after takeoff Wednesday. Rescuers and boats surrounded the partially submerged upside-down plane and pulled at least 15 of the passengers to safety, including a young child. The plane crashed just after taking off from Taipei's downtown Sungshan Airport on its way to the outlying islands of Kinmen. It's not clear what caused the crash. Jordan's King Abdullah is vowing to take tough action against Islamic State militants following the group's gruesome killing of a Jordanian pilot, captured after his plane went down during a mission targeting the militants in Syria. The murder of pilot Muat al-Kasesbeh prompted Jordanian authorities to execute two Iraqi prisoners. The gruesome killing of the Jordanian pilot appears to be galvanizing Arab public opinion against Islamic State, Al Jazeera reports.
Jordanians mourn the death of pilot Muaz Kasesbeh in mosques across the country Wednesday amid widespread sorrow and indignation. Safi Kasesbeh, father of the victim, told journalists and others gathered to pay their condolences that Wednesday's execution of two Islamic militants, Sajid Arishawi and Ziad Karboli, is not enough, and he urges the Jordanian government to exact a heavy price on the brutal and criminal Islamic State group, which he says sullies the true nature of Islam.
Edward Uranian, this is VOA News. Nigerian militant group Boko Haram is reported to have killed dozens of people in a cross-border raid into Cameroon. A newspaper in Cameroon's far north region says Boko Haram fighters attacked the town of Fotokol Wednesday and conducted what the paper calls a massacre. A resident of the town tells VOA the militants entered mosques and slit the throats of Muslims who had gathered for early morning prayers. The eyewitness says Cameroonian soldiers, backed by forces from Chad, eventually repelled the attack, killing an undetermined number of militants. The number of reported Ebola cases went up for the first time this year in the three West African countries where transmission is still active. The World Health Organization says 124 new cases were reported in the week ending February 1st, with a high of 80 new cases in Sierra Leone, followed by 39 in Guinea and 5 in Liberia. The WHO says there is an urgent need to end the outbreak before the wet season begins and access to remote areas becomes more difficult. An Egyptian court sentenced 230 activists, including top liberal campaigner Ahmed Duma, to life in prison Wednesday for taking part in clashes during the country's 2011 uprising against ousted President Hosni Mubarak. 30 other defendants, all minors, were given 10-year sentences. President Barack Obama's choice to become U.S. Defense Secretary says that he is inclined to support supplying Ukraine with lethal arms to fight Russia-backed insurgents. Ashton Carter made the comment at a Senate confirmation hearing Wednesday after Republican Senator John McCain asked if the nominee thought the United States should supply Kiev with weapons to fight the rebels in eastern Ukraine. Three of the 10 worst cities in the world for traffic congestion are in Southeast Asia. Bangkok is number 8 on the list. That's where Steve Herman reports the new data shows drivers around the world are spending an average of one-third of their trips idling.
It is a common refrain among drivers in Asia's big cities to lament they are stuck in the world's most awful traffic. However, unless one is in Jakarta staring at the unmoving vehicle in front, it could be worse. An analysis based on satellite navigation data contributed by motorists in 78 cities around the world using TomTom GPS devices puts the Indonesian capital just slightly ahead of Istanbul for total stop and starts. Mexico City, Surabaya, and St. Petersburg, Russia are next in the long line. Rounding out the top 10 in the Magnatech Stop-Start Index are Moscow, Rome, Bangkok, Guadalajara, and Buenos Aires. Steve Herman, VOA News, Bangkok.
And I'm Ray Kugel in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.